Now that the game is done, it's our time to check in.
Turner alone again from three, and it's the same result. You do not want to let a guy who just hit a shot from that exact location have the exact... It is exactly what transpired, and the Bucks back out in front by 12 points again.
Bucks talk starts now.
Now they work it to Shannon in the corner, and Shannon drills another three. Timeout, Bucks.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio, here's Justin Garcia.
Well, another tough one tonight for the Bucks, who are now 11-18 on the season. Not the season you envisioned here, as we are past a third of the way through the season, and you are very rapidly approaching halfway through the season. There is the glass half full view and the glass half empty view, but it is getting increasingly difficult to not embrace the glass half empty view, as you're now three games back of the Bulls for the final spot in the play-in tournament, if the season were to end today, but three games behind the number 10 seed in the Eastern Conference. You look at those four teams that are in the play-in tournament, or would be in the play-in tournament if the season were to end today, they're separated by a single game. They're a game back of the sixth-seeded Toronto Raptors. Even the next two teams up there, like, it's just really the Pistons and Knicks that are starting to separate themselves right now in the Eastern Conference. The rest of these groups, it just kind of feels like we're drawing names out of a hat to see, okay, whose turn is it to go on a run this week? The other five or six teams that we're talking about, you're going to go 4-6, 3-7 over your next 10 games. One team gets to go on a run. Okay, this time it was the Raptors' turn. This time it's the Bulls' turn right now. There is still an opportunity to be had, but we've been saying this for 2+ weeks, 3 weeks now. At some point, that opportunity gets up and leaves. And look, I know it's a big, big task when you don't have Giannis, but we all know the drill here. You're not surprised to not have him, right? The 2 to 4 week timeline that the team initially gave, and then we heard from Giannis himself, it's actually 4 to 6 weeks. Your next home game would line up with 4 weeks. December 3rd is when that injury occurred, as Giannis said, was a soleus strain. December 3rd was when that happened. December 31st is your next home game. So that'll be 4 weeks. It's going to be interesting to see if Giannis plays in that game. But you know your margin for error is so thin right now. It's non-existent, if we are being honest. And we continue to see halves where you don't have ball movement, right? You did everything you needed to do in the first half. You took a 12-point lead into halftime. And I think we all wondered, we've seen this from the Bucks in the past. Is this a game that's a trap game for the Minnesota Timberwolves? They just played the Oklahoma City Thunder on Friday night and had a big win. And now you get the Bucks, who, to say have been struggling is putting it mildly. Is there a chance Minnesota's going to look past this team? And it really felt like that's what we saw in the first half here. But you can't continue to do some of these things that we're seeing the Bucks routinely do. 18 turnovers in this game. The lack of ball movement, as we mentioned. These are non-negotiables in the games and minutes where you don't have Giannis on the floor. You have to be at your best. And this team has just not done that so far this season. 855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line to join us tonight on Bucks Talk, as this team now drops to 11-18 on the season. Well past a quarter of the way through the season, past a third of the way. We're coming up on halfway through the season, and this team nowhere near where they expect it to be, and quite frankly, where they need to be. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. A new starting lineup that we saw, 12 of them now this season. We'll get to that and some of the minutes that we're seeing from this group. We'll dig into that discussion coming up after this.
Welcome back to Bucks Talk.
.103-100 final score tonight. Bucks lose again. 11-18 on the season. The final margin says this was a one possession. They lost by six. Kevin Porter Jr. hit a three with 0.5 seconds left. Mike Conley basically quit on the play. I think he thought it was a travel because I don't know if he got the ball or not or if KPJ just lost it, but the ball went up in the air. He grabbed it again and then hit the shot. But look, you led by 16. And there is one important thing to take into account here. Double-digit leads, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. They don't hold. I mean, I can assure you the Bucks are not the only team that is giving up double-digit leads in this league. It has become the norm, basically. Like, okay, let's see where it's at this point. All right, they're down this big early. Let's see where it's at halftime. All right, let's see what you can get it down to going into the third quarter. Let's see where it is midway through the fourth. But I think the bigger thing and the bigger problem that this team is facing is the little things. And to be fair, the Bucks have cleaned up a handful of things. They've been much better at rebounding the basketball. I've mentioned a couple of things. We talked about it on a recent show. I'll just put it out there again. There's a couple of things that I want on my tombstone when I die. Number one, the plus-minus number, it is nowhere near as important as a lot of us think it is. It is very dependent on a lot of variables. I'm not saying it's insignificant or has no value. Doesn't have as much as gets attributed to it. Another one is losses. Like when we talk about standings, just look at the losses and tell me how many games back you are in the loss column because those are there. That's your scarlet letter. You can't do anything to remove it. You can add to the wins, but that loss number, that sticks with you. So let's see where you're at in the loss column. And you're three back of the Bulls right now. You know, we've said for, 2 weeks now? At least a week. The troubling thing for the Bucks is that they've been much closer in the standings to the last place Washington Wizards than to the teams out of the play-in tournament. In other words, the top six teams in the Eastern Conference. You are closer to the worst team than you are some of the best teams. That gap is increasing now. You are four up, in the loss column on the Wizards and the Pacers, who are anchoring the standings in the Eastern Conference. Four games there. You're five behind the Toronto Raptors, who are the sixth seed. You're seven behind the Boston Celtics, who are the three seed. Don't even bother mentioning where you are in relation to the Pistons and the New York Knicks. But, look, there's still plenty of games left. There's, quick math here, 53 games remaining for the Bucks. Making up seven games over 53, is that insurmountable? No. But it's going to take a lot. I mean, it's going to take being healthy. It's going to take basically doing none of what you've been doing for the past couple weeks here. And we've just seen no signs to make you believe that is possible with this group. They have not won. I mean, you got to win one to even start to entertain this conversation. But they have not won consecutive games since October 28th. So in other words, if you win Tuesday night in Indy and you win Friday night in Memphis, it only took 2 months for you to get your next string of back-to-back games. God forbid it extends into January. I mean, we heard early on in the season from Giannis, the mark of a good team is to not lose back-to-back games. And I would agree with that. He cited, too, in his 25 minutes of media address that he had last week, he cited that 18-19 team. I believe he said 18-19. I think he got the seasons crossed up. 19-20 was the year where the Bucks did not lose back-to-back games until the final weekend of the quote-unquote regular season before the season was shut down for a pandemic and resumed in the bubble. That was when the Bucks lost back-to-back games for the first time all season, in March. But I would agree the mark of a good team is to not lose back-to-back games. The mark of a bad team is to not win back-to-back games. And that is where the Bucks have been now for 2 months. October 28th, the last time, 26th and 28th, was the last time they won consecutive games. The last time the Bucks won on the road was November 10th in Dallas against the Mavericks. You know, you're 3-10 on the road this season. And now they've lost 8 straight games on the road. There is just a growing list of data points that show you, yeah, maybe this team is not what we thought they were. And it's not just, you know, you don't have Giannis and you didn't have Kevin Porter Jr. earlier in the season. Like, maybe this just isn't it. That we're going on 2 months now of this slapping you in the face and telling you, look, you can't ignore this, 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 and this. For all the growth and the inroads they're starting to make defensively, yeah, they've been better. And I think they've played more than well enough to win a lot of these games on the defensive end of the floor for the last handful of games. Offense has not been good. And I don't want to hear, yeah, but you don't have Giannis. I get it. And that's 30-plus points off the floor. That's the hub of your team. You know, we've said repeatedly this specific group, this iteration of the Bucks, was built to maximize Giannis and also maximize the other guys around him. But this was the, all right, ideally, the types of guys that Giannis would like to play with, the types of guys that you would excel playing with Giannis, who is that? That's what we're going to lean into with building this roster. That's what they did. Now you haven't had Giannis for basically half of your season. It's been a lot of games, right? This isn't Giannis just went down 2 days ago, and this was your second game playing without him. You know, if we get to New Year's Eve and Giannis doesn't play in that game, I believe that would put him at the threshold. That would be his 17th game missed, which would mean, hey, if you want to qualify for awards, got to play every single game the rest of the way. And it's not as simple as play every single game, we'll start him, we'll play him like 5 minutes, and then he's pulled and he doesn't play again just so we can get the numbers there. Your minutes per game are taken into account as well. Like, this is not new. It should not be a struggle, regardless of what we have said, and some of it is valid about the makeup of this roster and the, yeah, but if you don't have Giannis, certainly earlier in the season when you didn't have Giannis, you didn't have Kevin Porter Jr., you had Cole Anthony struggling, you were down to Ryan Rollins to run and initiate all of your offense. Like, I get how much of a mess it can be there. That's not what you've been facing for the last 3 weeks. And you've known it's not going to change tomorrow, right? It's a 2 to 4 week injury. Giannis said a 4 to 6 week injury. Doc himself said early in that process, I would assume it's closer to the 4 weeks. The point of that is, like, you have to do things differently, right? We know about the margin for error that's non-existent, but you know this is what we have. These are the cards we were dealt. So how do we maximize this? And I just don't think you've seen that for the last 3 weeks. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, as the Bucks drop another frustrating one. 16-point second-half lead is gone in the blink of an eye on a 20-0 Timberwolves run. And late game execution and turnovers. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another. It's always been one of three things this season for this group. True shot attempts. You know, the other opponent is getting more field goal attempts, more free throw attempts. Rebounding. The other opponent is just abusing you on the glass. Or turnovers. Or in some cases, it's been multiples of those. It has consistently been turnovers the past couple of games now. You've cleaned up that. You've cleaned up the possession battle. You've been better on the glass. But you keep turning the ball over. And, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. with six of them tonight, for all the good that he has brought, I'll take fewer points if it means fewer turnovers because of how problematic that statistic continues to be for this Bucks team. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. More after this.
The Round Ball Repartee returns. This is Bucks Talk.
...103-100 Timberwolves beat the Bucks tonight. You're 11-18 now on the season, and it is starting to slip away. Still more than half of your season is remaining. You anticipate to get Giannis back potentially a week, right? I know the Bucks put that out there on social media that he was running around at practice, doing some things. I think Doc, or maybe it was AJ Green, mentioned it too, of like, yeah, he's been able to do a little bit more. He's not playing this week. You know, hearing Giannis say 4 to 6 weeks a week ago, and to be clear, that was not 4 to 6 weeks from that date. It was, well, it wasn't actually 2 to 4 weeks. It's a 4 to 6 week thing. You're not going to see him this week. I think the earliest you would see him is December 31st, which would be 4 weeks, when the Washington Wizards come to town. Who knows how things are going to look then? I mean, I said, I believe on this show, it was either this show or the other one that I do, look, if you go 1-4 on this road trip, that's 12-21. You know, that's butting up against halfway through the season and 9 games below 500. If you go 1-4, that is beyond sounding the alarm of, okay, is it time to reconsider some things about how we approach the rest of this season? You're 0-1 so far. It is going to be a charged atmosphere on Tuesday in Indy against the Pacers. We saw it last time that Miles Turner made his return. And while neither the Pacers nor the Bucks are where they anticipated, anywhere near where they anticipated to be, it feels like that vitriol is not ever going to leave, that there is a clear rivalry here between these two teams. And now the Pacers fans and that organization too, they can sense the blood in the water, that it is going to be charged, especially having lost the last game on a last-second jumper by Giannis. So you have to anticipate going into a very, very charged environment. Down your best player. The Memphis Grizzlies is your next game after that. And this is why we said, look, if you go 1-4, it's teetering on disaster territory. The Memphis Grizzlies is your next opponent after the Pacers game. The Memphis Grizzlies, by the way, started the season disastrously. They're currently ninth in the Western Conference at 13-15, but they've been winning, right? They've won 4 of their last 6. They beat these Timberwolves. They had a couple of wins against the Clippers in there. That always helps. Same with the Sacramento Kings. But it's a Grizzlies team that started the season 4-9. And here they are, right? 9-6 since then. They're playing much better. And, you know, that arena, playing the Grizzlies, period, the last few years, but especially in Memphis, that has not gone well for the Bucks for the last 3 years. Some of the more lopsided, embarrassing losses that this team has had in recent years have come in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Then you have the Bulls, who are playing much better now, won 3 straight games. And as we just noted, they're starting to separate themselves from you. Before wrapping up the road trip against the Charlotte Hornets, who, again, if we're talking about a 1-4 potential of a 1-4 road trip and one of those losses is to Charlotte, the reality is Charlotte will have moved past you in the standings. And then we're talking about returning home for the final day on the calendar in this year in a spot where you're one of the three worst records in your conference. That is what's staring you in the face right now. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. I do want to get to the 12th different starting lineup we saw tonight. And one guy in particular. Before we do that, let's head to the phone lines. 855-616-1620 is that number. Bob in Menasha, you're up next.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've talked about different lineups. I keep wondering what happens when the big guy comes back, who's going to be the first man out then. That'll be rather interesting, won't it? I have my own feelings on that, but that's neither here nor there. You know, all these turnovers, sometimes, Kevin, I contribute that to a low basketball IQ on some of these guys. You know, like Porter, sometimes just trying to drive that the key with three or four defenders just surrounding him. Or a couple of times, I think Turner trying to do a pivot inside the key with two guys hanging on him, and he just throws the ball away. So sometimes I'm questioning their basketball IQ a little bit. That's not fair. I understand that. Yeah, oh, Bobby Portis has sure been his weight in gold the past three or four games. Don't you agree? You know, he's playing good basketball. I know he gives up a little bit defensively, but he's playing good basketball. But you know, I really, you know, that 20-0 run tonight, that shouldn't happen in the NBA, huh, Kevin? That just shouldn't happen. Outscored 20-0 in the third quarter. I mean, they must just go into a fog or something. I just don't understand it. You know, how do you feel about that one? 20-0, huh?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. I mean, that was the difference in the game. That and the turnovers was you had a 12-point lead at halftime. And, you know, as we said earlier in the show, this isn't the 80s NBA and the 90s and even the early 2000s where, like, holy cow, this team was up 15 and lost. Like, it happens with more regularity now. But that specific thing, the 20-0 run, like, if you're going to give up a 16-point lead, it better come because the other team just kept chipping away and chipping away. And, oh, they got it down to 9. Let's see what happens. Oh, now it's down to 5. And you just keep trading buckets. But a 20-0 run to just hand it back to him. You know, it took until, 2 minutes left for the Bucks to even hit double figures in scoring in the third quarter. The turnovers, and it's one of those things, too, where, we heard Doc Rivers after the game say, I'm not concerned about Kevin Porter Jr.'s turnovers. And I understand a part of that is your quote-unquote coach speak that, you know, you're not going to, well, yeah, it's a big problem, and I'm just going to lace into this guy in the post-game press conference setting here. But it is something to be concerned about because, you know, I think anybody active on social, Nate Marzian put it out there, of the number of dribbles that Kevin Porter Jr. had in that game a couple of nights ago in that loss to the Raptors. Like 500-some dribbles, that the ball is in his hands quite a bit. This has slowly turned into the Kevin Porter Jr. offense, which the first game of the season, and then upon his return, the next, five or so games, his first back on the floor, great. Yeah, look what he's doing. Man, this guy's been a godsend. But some of that decision-making, some of that dribbling into traffic, some of that extra dribbling and just prolonging the possession and settling for those mid-range jump shots, that is a problem. Like, you need to continue to move the ball. And I do think it's notable that, you know, Ryan Rollins, 0 turnovers tonight for the guy that still is not a point guard that we've heard Doc Rivers say, we're getting him to be a point guard. There was just a different presence and feel with him on the floor. It's not to say that's the case every single game, but I do think it's been notable. You haven't really had both of those guys excelling at the same time. And one of the big things coming into the season we heard was, well, between Gary Trent Jr. and A.J. Green, it's the reality is only one of those two guys is going to have a chance to eat in a given game. Maybe there's some games where both of them will, but for the most part, it's going to be one or the other. part of it is I don't know what people anticipated from Ryan Rollins this season, but we didn't hear it there. It's becoming very apparent. That's the bigger issue. And seeing Ryan Rollins moved out of the starting lineup, on the one hand, you can understand why, to try to maximize, let's have one of these guys on the floor at all times. But where you currently sit now at 11-18 in the standings, like, what we know is clear is this. Those two guys are at worst two of your four best players on the team right now. You know, the answer should not be limiting the amount of lineups you're playing with your best players on the floor. The answer should not be reducing the minutes of one of your best players. Is you look at Ryan Rollins tonight, 23 minutes. He was at 7 for the longest time, midway through the third quarter. That is one of the bigger problems with this team, is you got to figure out, how do we maximize both of them? How do we get this working with both guys on the floor at the same time, because of what you saw in spurts and stretches from both of these guys earlier in the season? You especially need that now without Giannis. 855-616-1620. The Siding Unlimited talk and text line to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. But yes, the minutes from Ryan Rollins is starting to become notable here these past few weeks. We'll take a closer look at it after this on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
.103-100 final score tonight. The Bucks played really well through the first 24 minutes of this game before, as we just touched on, a 20-0 run by the Timberwolves in the third quarter. And you end up losing this one again to drop to 11-18 on the season. And this game feels all too familiar, right? I think anybody that has stuck with the team throughout this stretch of play here would tell you, I feel like I've seen this game 5 or 6 times already this season. Before the game, we saw a 12th different starting lineup for this group. And candidly, I don't know where that ranks among all teams in the league. It's one of those things that there are sites where you can see total starting lineups used by teams. There's no place I've found that just accumulates it all in one spot to show you this team is this, this team is this. You have to go to each individual team and look at it. It's also something that just never gets mentioned unless it's a lot or a little. And it's like in the other team's game notes. Like, hey, this is the Warriors, only the third different starting lineup that they've used so far this season, and we're already into March, right? 12 is not where you hope to be, not where you expect it to be. Like, I don't know where it ranks. I know it's not good to already have 12 different starting lineups 2.5 months into the season, basically 2 months exactly into the season. And one of those changes was we once again see Ryan Rollins out of the starting lineup. You know, in the last couple games, he did get to 28 minutes against the Raptors, but 22 minutes against the Nets, 25 minutes against the Celtics, 22 minutes against the Pistons. And you think back to, when were the Bucks at their best? Which I don't even know what best has been so far, like how to classify that. But early in the season, right? Obviously, it's not a huge sample size, but your first 5 games where you were playing much, much better and winning, even into the stretch where you started to lose more, but we're still closer to .500. Ryan Rollins was consistently logging a ton of minutes. And I get it. Kevin Porter Jr. was out, so that's a big part of it. But I think Ryan Rollins has more than shown you he is arguably your second best player on this team when you factor in two-way play. At the very least, he is one of your 5 best players and needs to be playing not only in the starting lineup to maximize those minutes that he's playing with Kevin Porter Jr. Like, if you want to say Cole Anthony, I don't know if you would say we don't trust him, but he has massively struggled, so let's just, we keep him in break in case of emergency status. So we have to have minutes where it's either Ryan or Kevin on the floor. So the way we're going to do that is one of them is going to start and one of them isn't. There are other avenues to doing that. You can still start both guys and you can pull one of them 6 minutes into the game. It's okay, the other one's going to finish the quarter. The other one's going to come in to start the second quarter and do things like that. But Ryan Rollins has shown you too much so far this season on both ends of the floor to just say, to the bench you go, and you're going to play about 10 fewer minutes per game than we saw when we were really, really playing at our best. And especially in games where your turnovers continue to be a problem. 23 of them tonight. And I'm not saying this to single out and pick on Kevin Porter Jr. because, again, we've seen a lot of good from Kevin Porter Jr. We've also seen the bad. And I understand that's the trade-off, especially for an 11-18 team and a team that got Kevin Porter Jr. the way that they did and retained him for the value that you did. You're going to have to take some of the bad with the good. But it doesn't mean you need to excuse the bad constantly and say, well, you know, we don't have Giannis. He's just trying to make a play. 6 turnovers in this game. 7 turnovers against the Raptors. 6 turnovers against the Brooklyn Nets prior to that. 7 turnovers in the win against the Pistons. The turnovers have been a massive, massive issue for Kevin Porter Jr. since returning here. I mean, his first game of the season where he only played 9 minutes, he had 0 turnovers. His first game back where he played 24 minutes, he had 1 turnover. He's had 3 games this season where he has had just a single turnover. But he's now played in 10 games. And in those non-single turnover and 1 and 0 turnover games, again, 7, 4, 6, 7, 6, like the number is way too high. And it has been a trend now. So it isn't just a, well, we'll take the good with the bad. Like at some point there, yes, this is a problem. And this is one of the things that we are working on. Or in those moments where, hey, 2 turnovers at halftime tonight, finish the game with 6. That's where you do see all right, we're not starting him. We're not looking to play heavy minutes for him. But here's where we're going to bring in Cole Anthony for 2 minutes because we cannot turn the ball over when we don't have Giannis, when we don't get to the free throw line, when we've gotten better at it, but we're still not a good rebounding team. We can't give you extra possessions with turnovers. Up next is an Indiana Pacers team. What do the Pacers do well? Well, we'll take a look at that and preview the matchup as we wrap things up after this on Bucks Talk.
Welcome back to Bucks Talk.
.103 to 100 final score tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves knock off the Bucks and send the Bucks to 11-18 on the season. And look, there's a very spirited debate that's out there. This is not a Kevin Porter Jr. versus Ryan Rollins comparison, first and foremost. 6 turnovers cannot happen. And turnovers did lose this game tonight. It's not KPJ turnovers exclusively. Bobby Portis had a bad one on a fast break. But turnovers, when you have 18 of them and the opponent scores 23 points, yeah, they're a problem. And those numbers are a problem. And I know Giannis has a high volume of turnovers, but are we really going to compare Kevin Porter Jr. to Giannis and say, well, what's the problem? One guy does it, so does the other. The turnovers need to come down, not just for Kevin Porter Jr., for every player on this team, because the Bucks were pretty good at turnover rate, and now they've become one of the worst teams in the league in the month of December. That has to change and turn around before you play the Indiana Pacers on Tuesday. That is our next game. Tuesday night, 6:30 tip, 6 o'clock is when the pregame coverage begins. And as always, be sure to stick around after the game for Bucks Talk. We will talk with you Tuesday night.